You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds. Robin van Persie to score and Fenerbahce to win is 5-4. Lee Griffiths to score and Celtic to win is in the market at 16-1. Fenerbahce second in the group. They've picked up 8 points from their 5 games, whereas Celtic at rock bottom, 5 games played, just a couple of points so far, draws in a couple of their games. They've lost 3, conceded 11 goals in the group, which is the group high as well, as you would expect. Fenerbahce second in the Turkish Super League, just a point behind Besiktas. Celtic are top of the Scottish Premiership after a 3-1 win on Sunday against Inverness away from home. They lead Aberdeen by 4 points. A bit, I think, disappointed with the way this Europa League has progressed, though.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The joint worst defence in the competition. There are a few others, to be fair. There's about 5 teams who have conceded 11 goals, but they could have the rather unwanted record at the end of this game of having the worst defence in the Europa League group stages if things go badly for them. Again, just very briefly, it doesn't really matter. Just looking at the group just to see if there's anything we can take out of that from a betting perspective. Molde, top of the group, but could be overtaken by Fenerbahce. If they were to lose and Fenerbahce beat Celtic, Molde are away at Ajax. Ajax can still get onto 9 points, which would leapfrog Fenerbahce if they weren't to beat Celtic. If they draw, they could be level with Ajax. But Ajax, obviously, that's a tough game to call, that Ajax Molde one.
Yeah,
I think that's a difficult one. Although they are 4-11 to win it, Ajax against Molde.
Yeah, I suppose Molde don't need to win, do they? I suppose there, unless they want to finish top of this group.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, they're taking that into consideration. But there are a couple of big prices there, Celtic and Molde, to get to spring some surprise away wins. I wouldn't mind the plus one double on both those, to be honest with you. I think Celtic are just obviously going to be playing for pride. You wonder how bothered they are in this game at all. Look at their away form in Europe. It's absolutely shocking. You know, not since they beat Sion in 2011 have they won a game, and before that it was a long time before they won a game in this competition. But lost 3-1 at Molde, 2-2 at Ajax, 1-0 at Inter last season, 4-3 at Dinamo Zagreb, and so on and so forth. I think all they can play for is pride. Have they got, would there be that much, I mean, why would they want to play for pride particularly? I'm not so sure, really.
The only reason I don't like Fenerbahce is because if they draw, they're through as well. Which,
yeah.
I mean, at 4-11, because they've got a significantly price, better head-to-head against Ajax, so Ajax can't leapfrog them if Fenerbahce draw.
This is where I was going with it. Look at Celtic. Have got St Johnston on Sunday at Sunday lunchtime. St Johnston are fourth, but you know they shouldn't really be worrying about what they do when they come back from Europe. I wouldn't have thought Celtic in the division they're in. They came back from Europe last time, won 4-1 away at Ross County. You know, it's not like, you know, without being too rude about the Scottish, you know, top flight, that they have to sweat what's going to happen at the weekend, like a lot of the British teams do. Came back from the 3-1 defeat in Molde to beat Dundee United 5-0.
Yeah.
They win, you know. So I don't think they'll be worried about that. And I think there will be a touch of pride about this. Can they get the draw? It's a big price at 7-2, isn't it? And like you say, Fenerbahce won't be too worried about the draw particularly. Other than the fact that if Ajax win, they are level on points then. But Fenerbahce beat Ajax at home. And then drew 0-0. So Fenerbahce do know that if they draw the game and Ajax win, they go through on that head-to-head. Let's go 7-2 draw.
Yeah,
Celtic, one last big hurrah.
What about Celtic plus 2 at 8-11? So not to get beat by 2 or more, basically.
Yeah, it's not bad.
To get beat by 1 goal or draw the game.
Not bad. You just wonder if they do concede 2, desire will they have to really go and pull it back? I think they'll start strong. You know, I mean, there's been a lot of overs.
I think Fenerbahce will be shoved into multiples, won't they, on Thursday night, because I don't think many people can see Celtic going there and getting anything, given they've only got 2 points in the group so far.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Wouldn't be one of mine, though, I don't think,
no,
at 4-11.
No chance. I mean, it's a tricky... It went to Ajax and drew 2-2, let's not forget. So, I'm going to go for the draw there, 7-2.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.